I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says there are still a lot of questions about the results of the presidential election. She condemned the violence by pro-Trump extremists at the U.S. Capitol yesterday, but the Republican says we all have a role to play in dialing down the rhetoric. But she didn't condemn President Trump's unsupported claims about widespread election fraud. Reynolds says the concerns of voters who don't believe that the results were accurate need to be addressed.
You know, Americans can't be told it is. They have to believe it. And so it has to be, you know, it has to be transparent, it has to be secure, it has to be strict, and it has to be fair.
Courts have ruled that Trump's campaign presented no evidence that there was enough voter fraud to change election results. Asked if she regrets her closeness to Trump and not recognizing Joe Biden as president-elect sooner, Reynolds says, quote, we need to stop pointing fingers and move forward. And a former U.S. congressman for Iowa announced he's leaving the Republican Party following the violence. Former Representative Jim Nussle announced on Twitter that he will no longer claim that he's a Republican. He expressed outrage over the rioting. He wrote that he was devastated by the actions of too many elected Republicans and supporters. Nussle was in office from 1991 to 2007. He lost the 2006 gubernatorial race against Democrat Chuck Colver. Iowa's congressional delegation was unanimous in its rejection of attempts to delay confirmation of Joe Biden's Electoral College win. Newly elected U.S. Representative Randy Feenster of Hull issued a statement that says, in part, frustrations over the results of the election are understandable, but resorting to violence and anarchy is completely unacceptable. And Republican South Dakota Senator John Thune called the actions of rioters who stormed the Capitol thuggery and condemned the mob of Trump supporters who caused chaos, mayhem, and destruction. Thune says misinformation about widespread fraud in the election results fueled the violent riots, and President Donald Trump's rhetoric likely played a factor in what happened. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.